Well, the Matildas get their kick off their Women's Football World Cup campaign with high hopes. The competition gets underway today in France, which is very exciting. And the Matildas are amongst the favourites. They're going to be playing Italy in their opening match on Sunday. Defender Claire Polkinghorn says the Matildas are ready to go. I think we don't have that grab from Claire. We spoke to Claire yesterday, so if you're interested, that interview is there on our website. ABC sports journalist Tracy Holmes is presenting the Australian Women's World Cup coverage on SBS. Tracy, hello.
Hi, Bran.
Tracy, how are the Matildas looking going into this tournament? Keep talking about them as, you know, amongst the favourites. Is that so?
Yeah, that is so. There was a Nielsen report just released this week looking at all of the information surrounding women's football in the world, and they've listed France as outright favourites. The USA is there, of course, as defending champions, but the Matildas come in ranked fifth as an outside chance of winning the World Cup.
In your view, looking at the way the Matildas play, why do we deserve to be ranked as a chance? I mean, we are ranked sixth, though we're there and thereabouts, no doubt. We've had a lot of goals scored against us in the last couple of weeks. So
yeah,
why are people looking at the Matildas as tough?
Also need to look at the fact that, you know, one of our key players, Elise Keller-Knight, was not in that last game against the Netherlands. The Netherlands were playing with, you know, what, two or three of the world's best strikers. We're not going to come up against that team in the group stage. And so, you know, progression from there becomes, you know, once you get to that stage, then it's anybody's game, effectively. But we play a really attacking style of football, and you only have to look at some of the coverage around the world to see that everybody else is taking note of this team. Everybody's not quite sure of exactly how good this Matildas team is. So it's been described as a golden age for the Matildas. And, you know, if any team can do it, it's this one.
Is it this one? Let's be frank, because of Sam Kerr?
Oh, no, not just because of Sam Kerr, but definitely she's a key player. She's also now the captain. In the New York Times lift out that they put out yesterday, about 12 or 16 pages all around the World Cup and all of the teams, when they talk about Sam Kerr, they list a whole lot of players to watch from around the world. And they say, if you don't know the name Sam Kerr, then you don't know anything about women's football. So it's something that everybody has taken note of. And I think, you know, Sam would be one of the first to say, it's not just about me, because you can't do it without the rest of the team. And we've got some very experienced players in that team, three of them playing their fourth World Cup.
Yeah, Claire Polkinghorn amongst them. When you say people are looking at the Matildas and looking at the style, has there been any change to their style? Because, of course, they spectacularly or controversially got a new coach, Ante Milicic, 6 months ago after the sacking of Alan Stajic. Has that affected their style?
I don't think it's affected their style. I know that somebody who was in camp with them in Turkey said the way they have gelled has been phenomenal, and he's worked very, very hard on their fitness and absolute attacking of the ball. Not that that's very different to the style under Stajic, but they've got this fitness and this cohesion, and, you know, they're fast, they're dynamic, they're attacking. And I suppose when you talk about football, you can never separate a culture of a country from the way people play the game. You look at the Italians, you look at the Brazilians, you look at different countries and how they play, and it's a reflection of their culture. And, you know, the Socceroos have the same kind of aura around them. They're hard, they're fast, they're underdogs, they don't give up. They're, you know, that is equally relevant to the Matildas team.
So you think it's a reflection of Australia? Hard.
Absolutely.
And fast and
you can't
underdogs.
You can't separate the two. Yeah.
You mentioned the Italians and the Brazilians. We will be looking at them because that's who the Socceroos, I mean, the Matildas are going to be playing against. Italy, Brazil, these are big football nations. What do you think is our biggest challenge is in the group stage?
Well, you know, the biggest challenge is actually for the other teams, because we're ranked above them. We're at number six, as you said in the beginning. The Italians, I think, at number, the Brazilians at number 10, the Italians at 15 in the world. So it's for them, actually, to rise to the challenge of the Matildas. So that's a mindset that the Matildas will be taking into that game or those games. So, look, if we play at our best, and you know what it's like, you've been following them for a long time. When you get to these big world events, a whole lot of other things come into play. Everyone deserves to be there. So then it comes down to the psychology, you know, the mental approach. And Australia takes no prisoners.
And we were worried that the sacking of the coach 6 months ago might mess that all up, and you were, you know, very involved with that story. But from what you're saying, they've really moved on?
Oh, they've moved on. And I think, you know, with the latest releases just in the last week or so, the statements that were put out by the FFA, the apology from Heather Reid, statement from the Coaches Federation, you know, that threatened to sort of bring it all up again. But that discussion was pretty much had here, and they were in the Northern Hemisphere, yeah. And, you know, they're in their own bubble now.
Football.
They're on a World Cup bubble.
Tracy, just before we hit the news, the Professional Football Association, the PFA, has really ramped up the campaign for equity and prize money between the women and the men's World Cups because there is absolutely no comparison. Spoke to Claire Polkinghorne about this yesterday. The women are right behind this. I mean, they are seriously engaged in this campaign, aren't they?
Absolutely. And this is something that Australia has led worldwide. We know that the American team at the moment has a court case against American football for exactly this, gender equality. We know the best player in the world, Arda Hegerberg, who won the Ballon d'Or, is not going to be at the World Cup because she says equality is something that needs to happen before she'll play for the national team. So there's a lot of this circulating. Yeah. It's going on everywhere. But the PFA, the Players Association here in Australia, is leading it worldwide.
Fantastic. Tracy Holmes, thank you very much. Great good luck with the campaign. It's going to be terrific.
Thanks,
listening
Fran.
To you. Tracy Holmes, ABC sports journalist and presenter for such a long time, of course, and she'll be sitting alongside Craig Foster hosting the Women's World Cup broadcast on SBS and Optus Sport. And those in the know say in the history of Australian football, which goes back to the 19th century, I think Craig Foster said this is the first World Cup ever that Australia's had a realistic chance of winning. Go the Matildas.